And I want to let you listen for a moment to a love song inspired by one of the darker chapters of American history.
What are the things you wanted? Same as anyone. Just a hand to hold a little. After all is said and done.
The song is Summer of 42. It's about something beautiful, falling in love, while living in a prison camp, one of the prison camps where Japanese Americans were sent after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. The song is from the new album by the Japanese American artist Kishibashi. Now, his family was not sent to the camps. His parents immigrated to the U.S. from Japan after World War II. He was born in Seattle. He lives today in Athens, Georgia. But Kishibashi says today's political climate has got him thinking about American history. And just a note, this interview contains a term some listeners may find offensive. Kishibashi, welcome to All Things Considered.
Nice to be here.
So this album is your way of reckoning, I guess, with our country's internment of Japanese Americans during the Second World War. And I want to start by asking, why is that a subject that you felt needed tackling now?
I think it's reckoning for a lot of reasons, mainly myself, because I really didn't understand why I started feeling so insecure here in America. You know, I'm an American citizen, and I love this country, and I love the ideals that it stands for. But I really recently started to feel insecure and fearful of my own identity. And I think I started to look into this historical event in that it was a lesson, you know.
Huh. And you actually went and visited a lot of these old camps. What's that like? What can you see when you go today?
Frankly, if you go in the summer, they're really beautiful, some of them on the West Coast, and it's really conflicting because there's places, they're very desolate. In the winter, they're probably pretty miserable. So to kind of get that effect, I went to Arkansas in the winter, and that was very bleak.
This is the Jerome War Relocation Center. This is the one in southeast Arkansas. It was open, I gather, from 1942 to 1944. And you reference it in one of the songs on the album, Theme from Jerome.
After today, you speak the new. With every word, you walk from the calm.
There's a lot of Japanese culture in these camps that was largely suppressed, you know, internally and also externally. Like, the camps wouldn't allow you to have Japanese material, written material. And everybody was encouraged to assimilate. And to have to suppress or even forget or destroy your own culture in order to survive is something that really was heartbreaking for me. And then that became the song.
In the song, it's talking about trying to communicate between generations and the language barrier, but other barriers that can spring up.
The language barrier is very evident because, you know, if you're a grandfather and your native tongue is Japanese, then you really can't communicate with your grandchildren in the way that you'd like to. And I've seen, you know, my dad's English is kind of broken. He's probably listening to this. But I think a lot of people may not be able to connect with their relatives like that because they have this barrier, this language barrier, and I think it's really sad.
Do your kids speak Japanese?
My daughter, we tried for a while, and it's really difficult. You know, she understands a lot more Japanese than she speaks, but she tries with her grandmother, who's from Japan.
And when they sleep, she'd sing this melody to her beloved sons, forgotten words from Japan.
So what resonated? I mean, it sounds like the history and the stories and the just humanity of what was going on in these camps resonated for you. What connects that to this moment where we are today as you see it?
Well, I think for me as an artist or a songwriter, you connect it through stories and these emotions that are timeless and universal, like love, loss, desire. And you find these connections so that you can actually empathize with how they might have felt. And then I also looked back at how hysterical it was back then, World War II. We know that they weren't the enemy. They were civilians, just families locked up. But if you look at a lot of the average people on the ground, you know, citizens, white Americans, they probably were afraid. And I think that's exactly where we stand today, is that we have to be very careful to not fall into this hysteria so that this kind of thing doesn't happen again with new vulnerable minority groups.
You're talking about like the immigration debate playing out at the moment.
Immigration debate, or yeah, Islamophobia, and just like, yeah, like immigrants are coming to kill us and to take our jobs. You know, this is a fear tactic that was exactly the same as what happened 76 years ago. And then ultimately, our leaders failed us, you know, by not protecting civilians.
Talk about the song F. Delano.
So F. Delano is obviously, Delano is the middle name of FDR. And it's kind of interesting because FDR is really still considered one of the greatest presidents of all time, you know, and he helped America out of the Great Depression and created all these social programs that we still depend on today. Yet he was a villain in this story about Japanese American incarceration because he just took away civil rights for a whole entire race of people.
Summer was sunny, but history funny to settle with. Was he right?
And I think the lesson here is that history is really complicated. You can have heroes and villains, and that's easy for children to understand. But like for adults, you know, we have to look at the complexities of the situation and understand that, you know, there's a lot going on back there. But the more you understand, you know, the more you can grow as a person.
Listening to you, I'm realizing it's still really uncomfortable to talk about because I think a lot of Americans of your and my generation, we're both in our 40s, would like to think this was a bad chapter of American history, but it's history. It lessons were learned. It sounds like, among other things, you intend this album to be a warning, you know, be careful. We could go down that path again.
That's a simple message, is that, you know, be careful. But also, you know, the good thing about history is that I see, you know, the more I study it, I see that humanity is actually progressing towards a more compassionate, empathetic state. I see my daughter and her classmates, I see as a kind of hope for a new generation, you know, coming in, and that we are headed in the right direction.
Well, Kishibashi, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Kishibashi's new album is called Omiyori.